Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. The Padres won a game. They battered the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field 8-3, but off the field, more trouble for the team. Cubs pitchers walked 11 batters last night. Newcomer Yang Solarte had an RBI triple. Tommy Medica had three hits and an RBI double. And journeyman Chris Nelson had an RBI double. The Friars, with a team utility man lineup, finally won a game. Cubs are reeling. They've dropped 12 of 15. But the nightmare was before the game. Cameron Maybin, the outfielder, 25-game suspension without pay, violation, drug program, use of amphetamines that showed up in the system. Now, Maybin had been in the MLB drug program for approved use of Adderall for attention deficit disorder for 3 years. He switched medications to one that used to be legal but is now illegal. He did not know it was on the banned list. He never did the additional paperwork. He's going to be out till August 20th. Cam Maybin loses $462,963 in salary. One piece of good news for the Padres, they picked up a bonus draft pick in the competitive lottery draft yesterday. They'll add the 36th selection to their first and second round picks coming up next summer. Elsewhere, the Pirates are showing interest in Padre pitcher Ian Kennedy, but those talks likely won't go anywhere. San Diego reportedly demanding hot young outfielder Starling Marte as part of the deal. The Giants and Yankees expressing interest in Padre utility outfielder Chris D'Onofrio, and the Padre Tiger trades for Joaquin Benoit, the setup reliever, evidently over. Detroit made a different deal last night. Baseball scoreboard, the Pirates beat the Dodgers again last night 6-1. Josh Harrison, two-run double. L.A. plays for the third straight game without Yasiel Puig and Hanley Ramirez, both out with injuries after getting beaned. The Dodgers have lost 10 of their last 18. Angels snapped a short two-game losing streak, a 3-2 win over Baltimore. Cole Calhoun drew a bases-loaded walk in the eighth inning. Halos have won 13 of their last 17. Injuries continue to mount in the Colorado Rockies, their season in a state of collapse. Troy Tulowitzki, their superstar third baseman, top hitter in the major leagues, out on the disabled list, thigh injury. Prior to that, they lost Justin Morneau, their first baseman, and their slugger, Michael Kadire, remains on the DL. Meanwhile, Texas makes a trade last night with the Detroit Tigers. Rangers ship reliever Joakim Soria goes to Detroit for two minor league pitchers. The Giants are reportedly expressing interest in New York Mets pitcher Bartolo Colon, but he's owed $11 million next season. San Francisco wants the Mets to pick up part of the deal. If they don't get Colon, the Giants have also contacted Boston about veteran pitcher Jake Peavy. Oakland A's are talking about shipping disappointing relief pitcher Jim Johnson to Miami. The Cardinals are the latest to enter the bidding for Tampa Bay pitching ace David Price. Evidently, the Rays want Shelby Miller, the top young St. Louis right-handed pitcher, plus outfielders Randall Grichuk and Alan Craig as part of the transaction. Yankees, desperate for a pitcher, are talking to the White Sox about Jonathan Danks. Texas is shopping outfielder Alex Rios, and the Cubs, in a bit of a surprise move, have designated for reassignment and will release veteran second baseman Darwin Barney. Opening day at the Chargers preseason training camp, first full workout in the morning, 2 hours of teaching and padless drills today and tomorrow. Contact workout starts Saturday. The Chargers blow out another linebacker. A day ago, it was linebacker Larry English who was released. Last night, they cut loose another linebacker, oft-injured linebacker Jonas Mouton. Horribly sad story in Denver. John Elway cried at the press conference announcing that veteran owner Pat Bowlen has given up control of the team. Suffering from Alzheimer's for the last 5 years, his health has spiraled badly. He's owned the team for 30 years, AFC champion 6 times. They won 2 Super Bowl rings under Patrick Bowlen's leadership. Chris Cluey, the outspoken Minnesota Viking punter, is threatening a $10 million lawsuit against the team for discrimination and defamation. The aftermath of his release and the aftermath of slurs issued by special teams coach Mike Prefer against him. In a really ugly story, Maryland police are looking for a Cleveland Browns fan who videotaped himself urinating on the grave of ex-Browns and Ravens owner Art Modell over the weekend, and then he put the video on the internet. A couple of roster moves with the opening week of NFL training camps. The Jets have signed free agent defensive end Jason Babin of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Seahawks wide receiver Sidney Rice, career bothered by injuries, announces his retirement. Atlanta signed very good Indianapolis Colt linebacker Pat Angerer. He's had injury problems 2 years in a running. Denver, meanwhile, releases Joel Dreesen, tight end, with knee injuries. Amongst the named players who had injuries last year, cleared by doctors yesterday to begin full workouts, Rob Gronkowski is back, the New England Patriots' premier tight end. He's had 5 surgeries in 2 years. Gronk will practice today. First-round pick of the draft, Jadeveon Clowney, cleared by doctors after hernia surgery, full practice with the Houston Texans. Dallas big-money defensive tackle Henry Melton, who came from the Chicago Bears, cleared. He's coming off knee surgery. Atlanta superstar wide receiver Julio Jones, who missed much of last year with foot and knee injuries, he's cleared. He goes through a full practice. Not good news, though, in Miami. Mike Pouncey, their Pro Bowl center, will be out 8 more weeks rehabbing from hip surgery. In college football, this is not what Rocky Long at San Diego State wanted to hear. Jake Feely, his elite linebacker, has not been cleared by doctors to begin practice with the Aztecs. He's coming off a bulging disc problem. He, of course, was out last year with surgery. Christian Hayward, a big defensive end, a transfer from USC, not cleared by San Diego State doctors yet. He had knee problems and academic issues. 2 JUCO transfers who are expected to play a lot, not yet cleared, Devontae Merriweather and Caleb Brady. In the Pac-12 Conference, Oregon has been picked to win the Northern Division. UCLA has been picked to win the Southern Division in the Pac-12. Meanwhile, in the Mountain West Conference, Boise State and Fresno State are picked to win their divisions. San Diego State was picked to finish in second place. In basketball, Doc Rivers wants to meet with NBA officials to talk about his feelings about the LA Clippers' Donald Sterling lawsuit. Yesterday, Rivers went public, said he was threatening to quit unless Donald Sterling sold the club. And another day and another set of lawsuits from the beleaguered Clippers owner. Sterling has now filed separate $1 million lawsuits against NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, a $1 million lawsuit against the NBA Board of Governors, and a $1 million lawsuit against his estranged wife, Shelley Sterling, who's trying to sell the team. Dallas Mavericks avoided the contract of free agent forward Rashard Lewis, formerly of Miami, failed a physical. And Indiana Pacers center Roy Hibbert's begin workouts with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to try to improve his offensive game. And congratulations to Cal State San Marcos. The athletic program has been approved for transfer from the NAIA ranks to NCAA Division II. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.